talking with our junior senator for the state of Oklahoma, James Lankford. Senator Lankford, let's talk a little bit about your time this afternoon with the president. I know you had a chance to talk extensively about some of his trade policies and obviously the tariff war that we're in the midst of right now.
I did, actually. It was a good day. There was a group of about 15 of us that were all there at the White House to talk specifically about agricultural trade and tariffs and the farm bill and where things are going from here to be able to try to resolve any issues there. And also just express what's really happening on the ground in our states dealing with ag in the ag community. So it was a positive meeting. We got a pleasant surprise at the very beginning of it. The president knew that we were coming in as the next meeting. He had just finished an agreement with the EU on trade and hollered and asked us to be able to join in for the announcement of that. So we actually began our meeting by attending the end of the previous meeting with the president of the European Union for the president to announce a brand new trade agreement to try to drop tariffs to zero for the European Union and for the first time to be able to allow agricultural products to be able to get into the EU, which they have blocked consistently, beginning with soybeans and then the hope to be able to target a bunch of other products from there. But it was a good day.
I know that one of the frustrations for Oklahoma ranchers especially has been the European Union literally for decades.
Right, and that's a very significant issue. We haven't had a breakthrough with the EU in a long time. For the president of the EU to be able to come to Washington specifically to meet with the president, specifically to work out a trade agreement, was a significant event. And this is something that our president said that they had started increasing tariffs on the EU to try to bring them to the table and say, we've got to resolve these issues. The EU responded by coming to the United States and sitting down and saying, how do we work this out? So that's a very positive sign. One of the main messages that I had for the president today was we've got a lot of issues that we're in trade negotiations on right now. We've got to resolve the first one because we can't resolve the second one until we get the first one done. And today was a good day to say, actually, the message is moot at this point because he just did resolve the first one, and now it's time to move quickly through the rest.
Now, let's talk about some of the negotiations that he's got, you're trying to juggle right now. Clearly, China is at the top of the list, but there's others as well.
Oh, yeah, others as well. China is the biggest of all and the most complicated of all of them, but the EU is in long-term negotiations with Mexico, Canada, South Korea, Japan, in fact, all of the Pacific Rim. We have multiple countries in Central America that are also in negotiations right now on rice and wheat and corn and pork products and even lamb in some of the countries. So they're very significant, some of the smaller agreements that are being made, but the big countrywide agreements are some of the biggest players that we've got to get resolved.
I know that there's a lot of worry within the agricultural community in Oklahoma, especially our beef producers, in regards to trying to get something done with Japan after we pulled out of TPP. Any conversation about that today?
I did. I actually brought that up with the president directly, and I said if there's any set of agreements, not the EU, we're way down the road to try to resolve some of those issues with them. If there's any priority that I can set for you, it would be Mexico and Japan. Japan has not been an area that's been top on their list already because they're dealing with some other issues. But I try to encourage them to move Japan up to the top of the list and to say, what can you get done on the ag side especially? There are other areas to be able to work in manufacturing with Japan. Maybe that's a long-term issue, but if we can work on the ag issues with Japan first, I encourage them to do it. I also had side meetings with our lead negotiator on the USTR, Robert Lighthizer, after the fact, to be able to visit with him on that extensively on Japan and what we can be able to do to be able to move the ball there.
Regarding this $12 billion assistance package announced yesterday by Secretary Perdue, and, of course, President Trump's got his fingerprints all over it as well, what was his rationale? What was he trying to accomplish?
So it's interesting. That was one of my questions to be able to walk in to be able to hear the main emphasis for this $12 billion. I don't know of anyone that says, well, we really need our ag subsidies. We want fresh markets, and we want places to be able to send our product to sell our product, not just a subsidy to not sell the product or for problems. So the simple explanation from the White House was this is a short-term fix. This is an issue that we know that there is a real problem across all of America and in the ag communities. And so we need to help resolve this. They're taking the money from tariffs they've imposed on other countries using that money to be able to provide the subsidy short-term to people in ag communities, saying, we know you're being hurt by this, so we're going to take the money coming in from tariffs to be able to make sure we can make as many people as possible whole as quickly as we possibly can. But to know this is a short-term issue during the negotiation time period. Long-term, the goal is to try to get more markets open and try to get to zero tariffs, so that subsidy program is not there long-term. I wholeheartedly agree with trying to be able to make sure this is not a long-term program, but we have long-term solutions and opening new markets.
Are you you feeling a little bit better about this this short-term aid package?
I do feel a little bit better about it. My concerns are I'm not looking for new subsidies, because I think most farmers and ranchers are not looking for new subsidies on it. They want to be able to get their markets out there. So I want to make sure this is not a year-after-year program, but this is a short-term fix using dollars coming in from other tariff monies. If they can do that and make it as short as possible while they're trying to negotiate the rest of it long-term, that's an asset to us. But quite frankly, I don't want to see us to have another program. I want us to see us have new markets and solutions.
Did you get any sort of a feel of a roadmap that the President Trump has in his mind in regards to trying to get some of these deals done sooner rather than later?
Yeah, the main focus that he really had was on Mexico as the next big deal. He feels like he's very close. They already started working with the new administration in Mexico, as obviously Mexico's had their elections, but the new president's not on board. But they're negotiating with the new president, the new president's team, because whatever implementation will be done under that administration. He expressed that he's had a positive working experience with the new president and their team, and they feel like they're making very rapid progress on some things to try to get some things resolved quickly with them. Mexico is a prime issue that, my conversation with Larry Kudlow, who's the economic advisor, and with Robert Lighthizer, the USTR, the main focus with them was the problem with NAFTA was not the ag portion of that. There were other problems with NAFTA, but the agriculture portion of it was actually working extremely well. So I asked them to basically make sure that we're held harmless in the process, and we can get back to our normal trade agreements with Mexico. If they can expand markets, that's terrific, but make sure we're not hurt in the process, because a lot of that was working well. They did agree on that and said that the ag portion was not the major issue, but they're trying to get to a resolution as fast as they possibly can.
Finally, let's talk about China, if we might. Did you hear any surprise from the Trump administration folks in regards to the fact that the Chinese, seemingly are getting more hardline even as we try to, ramp up these tariffs?
Well, there's two opinions on that. The president feels like that we'll continue to be able to ramp up tariffs, and we have a lot more leeway room than they do in the process, and he feels like he can continue to be able to say, look, we've got to get to the table and resolve this. Long term, he's looking at about a $550 billion trade deficit with them, which I don't think, for me personally, I don't see trade deficit as always the issue, especially with countries like Mexico. Our economy is so much larger than Mexico's economy. They'll never be able to keep up with where we are in our buying power because of just our sheer size of our economy. With China, with a billion people, we're a lot closer in the two economies. The president's very frustrated to say we have a $550 billion trade deficit with a country that realistically we're approximately the same size economically with them, and he wants to be able to see that change. So his push is there are some areas that we put a 10% tariff on some new products here in the last couple of weeks. China has not reciprocated on that, and he feels like that they are starting to hit a point to say, okay, we've got to be able to talk about this. Time's going to tell on it long term, but the most complicated issue that we're going to have is China, because of not only ag trade and what they've done. They've reopened for beef, but they've basically purchased a thimble full of beef. They've still got an awful lot of issues there, and they're starting to play hardball on saying, yes, we'll buy your soybeans, but we're going to hold them offshore for weeks and weeks before they actually get a chance to get into port. So there are some hardball tactics that are going on, but the president feels confident that we can continue to be able to move forward and get these resolved.
As you walked away from the White House, what was your takeaway? You feel as you process all the stuff you heard.
My takeaway was the president has a strategy on this, and he's trying to be able to work a strategy. That's the first time that I've heard there is a real plan that we'll be able to work a plan. We know there are multiple countries in the air, but we're going to try to get these resolved. The issue all along has been resolving the first country. As someone has said to me, they have proven that they can start fires. They haven't proven they can put fires out. So today was proof that they're working on actually putting fires out, and that is actually their goal. Their goal is not to keep high tariffs. Their goal is to get tariffs down from other folks. basically the president's main message was, we felt these high tariffs from other countries. They haven't felt them from us. They're now feeling them from us. They don't like them like we don't like them. So if they don't like them, it's time for them to bring theirs down on us so we can bring ours down on theirs.
Thank you, Senator. Senator James Lankford talking with us from his Washington, D.C. office. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.